We'd like to welcome everybody out tonight to our CDRE meeting, December 16th. We're running just a little late, we got it for 6:10 scheduled. So go ahead and start with a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russ.
Here.
Robbie.
Here.
Okay, next item is approval of our minutes of our November 18th, 25 regular CDRE meeting held at 6 p.m.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the November 18th, 2025, 6 p.m. regular CDRE meeting.
I'll second it. Okay, I have a motion by Bowl, seconded by Lynn to approve the November 18th, 2025 regular CDRE meeting at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated November 1st, 25 to November 31, 25 in the amount of $17,615.14.
I'll make a motion to approve the claim register November 13th. $17,615.14.
Okay, I have a motion by Lynn, seconded by Paul to approve the invoice register dated November 1, 25 to November 31, 25 in the amount of $17,615.14. Roll call?
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
Robbie?
Yes.
Okay, next we'll turn some time over to Executive Director on the arena management discussion.
Yes, we note that we'd like to postpone the discussion of the that until the meeting in January. We're doing some more research on that, so we'd like to pull it off the agenda. And then I'd like to report on some other issues relative to a follow-up from our last RDA meeting.
Okay.
And one of the things I'd like to point out is that we received the public hearing, I kind of brought this out. I've received half a dozen phone calls from people about the trail project. And I'd like to, I know I've brought this up many times, but I'd like to articulate it again because people are saying, are we using any taxpayer dollars, Mount Pleasant City residents, or Spring City or county residents, taxpayer dollars to build this trail? And as you know, the trail goes connection from the junction down to the fourth south in Spring City, and that's been completed. And then the in the spring we'll do the connector trail that will connect it. It goes back behind by the hospital and connects, as I said before, the trail that goes around the park. I'd like to emphasize it one more time where the funding's coming from, so it could be perfectly clear. I know you get tired of hearing it probably, but first of all, with $1,390,000 coming, and that $1,390,000 is coming right from UDOT. Again, $1,390,000. And then the Governor's Office of Outdoor Recreation is providing $500,000, and State Parks is providing $250,000. And the Mormon Pioneer National Heritage Area, $90,000. That's a total of $2,230,000 to build the trail. It will be completed next spring. And again, there's no money coming out of the RDA in terms of local tax dollars or anything from the city. So I want to emphasize that once again. And that's the only thing we have to report on that until we get down to number seven.
Okay. See, I guess we don't need to. We're just tabling, we're postponing, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, postpone that.
That area management discussion. Okay, so let's go to number seven, the item approval of a claim to White Peaks in the amount of $48,000 for construction, development, and design and planning of the outdoor arena.
Yeah, let me explain what that is. When we received the $300,000 grant from the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, had to match it. We began to look at what was involved. We knew there was no way that we could build that 5-acre arena for $600,000. I've researched several other facilities like that and looked at the contracts and the cost would be, and it came in at close to $1 million. And so we decided to serve as our own contractor. In the course of serving as our own contractor, we have the good fortune of White Peak Ranch, Jack Witherson, who had designed and built arenas like this in Hawaii and other places. So we approached Jack and asked him if he would be the project manager on this. And so when you look at this invoice, what it says is the invoice is for planning, design, construction, and full project management for a PRCA compliant outdoor arena at $2,000 per month for 24 months for a total of $48,000. Now, I did not submit monthly invoices for this project for White Peak Ranch because Jack approached me and I concurred that he didn't want to be paid, for White Peak to be paid if there was not enough money if we got near the close. Now, as we get near the close of the project, we've currently spent through the 12th of, to the 11th of December, we have spent $468,384,000. The announcer stand is going to be $17,000. That's a subtotal of $485,384. And the invoice before you is $48,000 for a total of $533,350. So by this approach we've taken, instead of having $1 million to spend, we're coming in at $533,000, which still leaves us $67,000 to wrap it up. So it's an outstanding facility, and we're very fortunate that White Peak Ranch had the expertise they did to operate as the project managers on this. And again, I reiterate, I did not submit monthly invoices because we want to get near the end. The termination date for the project is December 31st. However, I've asked Paul Madsen, who's done a fantastic job of working with Cache Valley Electric, to see when they can install the lights. They're going to donate the lights and the materials and the labor. And if we can't get that done by, which we obviously can't, by December 31st, based on what I get back from Paul, I'll just ask for an extension and then we'll be able to get it. So that's where we stand. Anything to comment on that, Paul?
I reached out to, I was supposed to get a phone call back today, but
we can definitely extend it into the end of June, at the end of the state fiscal, if you want to.
So are we able to use the total cost of that donation?
The way we can do it, there's two ways we can do it. I've sent up an initial query on it. What we'll have is invoices. We'll have invoices as if we're going to pay those invoices. We talked about this before, Paul, and the situation is that we could even actually pay them, they donate it back. But what we'll be able to have is a concrete cost for the material and the labor, and the information I have is that can count toward our match. Okay, so that's all I have to report on the project, and expect to make at this time if you have any questions.
We do.
Yeah, because it's a discussion action.
That will come out of this grant money.
Yeah, grant money. Nothing will come out. It's all in the grant. In fact, we've come out of cost so much, as I said, that even after we pay, we have a slight increase on the announcer stand, which is what Jack came up to build that with is a stroke of genius. But when we pay for that, again, we've spent $468,384. The announcer stand would be $17,000, a subtotal of $485,384. Then when we pay the $48,000 on this invoice, that's $533,384, which gives us a balance to still spend of $67,000. So we're well under budget.
As far as I'm concerned, I think we got a heck of a deal here. If we would have hired this out, the engineering on it and the construction of it, it would have cost five times that, at least.
Right, I agree.
I don't think it's absolutely.
The only thing that has me concerned is this is backwards of the way we should have done it.
I wish
we'd have the total up front to say, okay, if we come under budget, this is what we'd like to pay Jack. I guess that's where I struggle with it.
And that would have been hard to do. To be fair to Jack, that would have been hard to do. To have that foresight to see what it,
right.
See what they put into it.
Or you know what I'm saying, had some cost up front saying, okay, if we have money left over, we're gonna pay Jack.
Yeah. Well,
something brought up before.
I'll take responsibility for that. But I probably could have done back in when we got the money when it was granted to us. The contract period started in January 1, 2024. How many times have I brought him in to report on construction? What I should have said, and I missed him not saying it, is we have the agreement when he's come in here is $2,000 a month, which will be forgiven and not paid if we haven't got the money at the end. And now that we have the money for the end, at the end,
yeah.
We submit the invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have all our bleachers?
Our bleachers are in phase two of the probably. We do have seating that we paid for out of 600 for 800 people.
We have those portables, the two sets of portables.
Then we do phase two, we'll have to go to 25.
That'll be in the next.
Exactly.
All right, well, I think we need to make sure we get Jack paid, and I'll make a motion we approve this invoice to White Peak Ranch for the amount of $48,000.00.
I'll second it.
Okay, so I have a motion by Rondi, seconded by Bull, to approve the claims to White Peak Ranch in the amount of $48,000 for the construction design and planning of the PRCA outdoor arena. Is there going to be more, or is this all, or?
We could be having a surplus. We're trying to figure out, we'll report back to you in January. We're going to go for the extension to cover Cache Valley work on the lighting. And then we'll come back to you with some options of how we might deal. We have a contingency in there, but right now, as I said, we've got 67,000 surplus right now.
Okay. So again, go back to the motion. Motion by Rondi, seconded by Bolt, to approve the claim to White Peak Ranch in the amount of $48,000 for construction design, planning of the PRCA's outdoor arena. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Russ.
Yeah.
Rondi.
Yes.
Are we going to table the new proposed rules and regulations too?
That's up to you. I think it might be a good idea to wait for the first year on that too, if you're interested.
There's just a few things I know. I just had a few minutes to read through some questions I had on them. So.
Yeah, just invite everybody to work on more and let's make sure we get.
So that's one thing I was going to maybe do if we could is just all those got emailed to you as councilmen to go through there and maybe. There were some vague deals that I thought we needed to have in there more as like.
It's a draft.
It's a draft. So again, it's like fine tune some of those things.
That's why I feel there was no reason to talk about it tonight. Just put it on the agenda for next.
Okay.
January.
So go through and then highlight things that you mm-hmm. like to see different and different questions.
This is the Contour Arena safety rules.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch there. There's like four or five of the.
Years.
The use and everything else.
Yeah.
I went through my email.
And I commend Natalie for all the research.
And then there's the area management, or arena management, and manager enforcement.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there's like over five emails, parts of the email. So, yeah, if everybody will just kind of read through that, then we'll talk. How do we want to do it? Do we want them to send comments ahead of time?
Yeah, they would be kind of, then that way I and Jack and Galen could share them and feedback. She said it was early on. It's a work in progress, a draft, and that's why I thought it'd be better to discuss it the second Tuesday in January.
So we'll have everybody email them back to Natalie.
Just
so we have the right way to do all this here.
That'd be great.
Okay. And then we can redline them or headline or change them and send them back out maybe just before the next meeting.
That'd be great.
Okay. Anything else anybody has for the RDA? Somebody want to make a motion on your turn?
I'll make a motion on your turn.
Second.
Yeah, motion by Paul, second by Lynn to adjourn the CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?